Every other Monday morning, the conference room at the Cambridge Police Department is packed. Most of the men and women inside, though, are not in uniform. They're from the city's hospital, school district, and social service agencies. And they're gathering with police to talk about kids who are getting in trouble on the streets or in classrooms. They also map out plans to keep these kids off the path to criminal behavior. WBUR's Martha Biebinger introduces us to the Cambridge Safety Net Collaborative through the story of an 11-year-old boy with thick blonde hair, a wide grin, and bright brown eyes.
Before you hear all the bad stuff, this is what Devin wants you to know.
I'm funny. I like playing sports. I don't really care what sport it is. I'm not a bad kid. It's just when, like, some kids get on my nerves, I can, like, really get anxious to hurt them.
That happened several times last spring.
One day, I put a kid in a chokehold, and then another day, my teacher said she was going to call security on me.
Devin says he was really sad and angry. His grandfather had just died, and his dad, who he doesn't live with, had had a stroke and lapsed into a coma. Devin saw a picture of his dad in the hospital. He started running away from conversations he couldn't handle, disappearing from home or school.
I mean, the school was trying really hard to get him into that behavioral or bad kid role.
This is Devin's mom, Deborah DuPont. His little sister, Rebecca, is in the background there, heating up soup.
No, put it in the microwave.
And I kept on telling him, and I told him all you had to do was get a grief counselor, and he would have been just fine.
But Devin was injuring other kids and was a lot for the school to handle. He exploded one morning last June in the school cafeteria.
I threw my lunch tray at a kid, which had nothing on it. Then the principal wrapped me up, put me in the office. They put the straps for the stretcher and brought me to the hospital.
Kathy ended up meeting me at the hospital and getting him evaluated.
Cambridge Police Officer Pam Morris says she and police social worker Kathy Pemberton discussed options with the staff at Cambridge Hospital, an emergency community-based psych team, and Devin's mom.
We encouraged her to get in touch with the guidance center, and I had already been in touch with Kim and Darren trying to navigate getting her an ICC intensive care coordinator, as well as like in some type of in-home therapy support.
Morris is sitting in the middle of a long rectangle of tables in the Cambridge Police Department conference room. She's looking at the people she just mentioned and about two dozen others. This is one of the twice-monthly meetings of the Cambridge Safety Net Collaborative. Devin, whose last name we've withheld to protect his privacy, was referred to this unusual multi-agency group after the chokehold, before he threw the lunch tray and started flipping chairs in the school cafeteria.
So school and the mom expressed an interest in having the police speak to him. So
Morris took Devin's case. She manages it using a social work model, tracking Devin's ups and downs and staying in touch with the six or so agencies that are providing support. After Devin was sent to the hospital, he was diagnosed with depression and anxiety and recently began medications. The safety net team helped connect Devin with a big brother, a running team, and a summer basketball league.
He also did tutoring at FMA for reading and writing in the morning, and then did City Sprouts in the afternoon. And this was all over the summer. So he's really, like, involved with sports. Sports is just his thing. And he had a really good summer.
In August, Devin joined a local football team. He started sixth grade this fall, moving up to middle school with new teachers and guidance counselors.
They haven't had any reports of behavioral issues, which is great. He's starting off the school year pretty good, and it seems like all these different services are starting to happen.
Services that include help coordinating all of Devin's care and home visits for Devin's mom. But there are still some missing pieces.
We can put in a referral for individual therapy.
Jamie Barrett, a psychologist at Cambridge Health Alliance, wants to be sure Devin begins counseling.
A therapist tried to reach mom on October 8th and wasn't able to reach her. So, do you have the number for the intensive care coordinator?
Barrett co-founded the Safety Net Collaborative with Cambridge Police Chief Robert Haas 7 years ago, after the two men realized they were dealing with a lot of the same kids.
Kids who get involved in the juvenile justice system, 70 to 80% have diagnosable mental health conditions. So there's a huge overlap.
Barrett says he's often asked why healthcare can't take care of the mental health problem. Why does he want to turn police into social workers with caseloads of clients? Because, says Barrett, he sees a kid for 45 minutes, once a week, if they show up.
So everything outside of that, I have little awareness of. The police have much more interactions with young people and know exactly in the community, in the schools, how they're doing and how they're interacting.
In the traditional model, police would stop or arrest kids and hand them off to a court or a social worker. But Barrett says too many kids fall through the cracks. Juvenile arrests are down 68% in Cambridge since the program began. There's no proof the collaborative is the main reason, but Lieutenant Leonard DiPietro, who directs the Cambridge Police Community Services Unit, says he's encouraged that fewer kids are entering the criminal behavior cycle.
Once arrested, they're 3 times more likely to commit an offense. Once brought to court, it's like 7 times more likely to commit an offense. The whole idea is to identify risky behaviors before they turn criminal.
DiPietro lights up, describing the boxing classes, camps, and empowerment programs for girls that his officers run. Cambridge police are expanding the social work model, assigning caseloads of men and women who are homeless or mentally ill to specific officers. DiPietro says his unit is flipping the model of law enforcement, putting prevention first.
It's the right thing to do. I honestly believe in my heart and in my head that it's the right thing to do.
Safety Net collaborators say their model is unique in the country. That's a hard claim to verify, but Krista Larson at the Vera Institute for Justice, a nonprofit policy institute in New York City, says police departments are increasingly interested in forging stronger community connections.
Officers are called to a situation. They're not always sure what social service agency to call, or that the families will say, no, we've already called everyone before. We didn't know what else to do but to call you.
In Cambridge, police say they know who to call and probably have the person's cell phone number. The main thing Devin is worried about these days is his grade in science. On his first test this year,
I got a 24 out of 26, so like an A minus. And then the second test, I failed. I got a 45. I'm just waiting on the third test results, so I'm just so anxious to get my test back.
Devin squeezes his fist and looks at his mom. He's aiming for all A's and B's this year, and he's anxious. But it's an anxiety he's learning to manage. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.